You've made a decision to operate in the authentic you. You're ready to make big changes in your life. Now you may be thinking of the goals that you want to set. Thinking of all the aspirations that you have. But let me tell you this. There's something that needs to be done before you get into setting your goals and before you think about your aspirations. Think back to Superman. And Superman was also Clark Kent. Clark Kent was somewhat goofy. He was clumsy. His vision was impaired. He acted as someone that wasn't too strong. But something happened when he went into that telephone booth. He came out of that telephone booth as Superman, with super strength, super vision. He could fly. He was super fast. Superman had super ability. But Clark Kent was totally different. When we think about Spider-Man, he is also Peter Parker. Spider-Man was the one with all of these super abilities. He could climb. He had senses. He had so many things that a regular human did not possess. Peter Parker was the normal human. I say these things for this reason. You're going to need to turn into another person. You need a new identity. Clark Kent was one identity. And he changed into the identity of Superman. Peter Parker was at his identity level. And then he changed to Spider-Man. Okay? You're going to have to do the same thing. You're going to need to change your identity to be able to unlimit the greater you. The greater you on the inside of yourself is so great, so strong, so powerful. Your present identity will not allow the greater you to operate at its full potential. The greater you will not be able to operate at full potential at your current identity. Your current identity, if you set goals right now, the goals are too small. They'll be way too small for the greater you. They don't compare. You're thinking at your current identity is so much lower than the greater you. It's so much lower. Okay? The things that your greater self wants to think, your current identity can't even go there. It's not even fathomable. So, setting goals at this present moment is not an option. Because you must change your identity to become that person that you're capable of being. To reveal the greater you to the world. You may be asking, well, how do I change my identity? Well, there are a number of things that you're going to need to do to change your identity. Number one, you need to decide what you want to be. You need to decide what you want to be. You need to decide what type of impact do you want to make. What excites you? What excites you? What examples do you have currently of people that you know, people that you see in the media, people you've read about, individuals that could be in history? The bottom line is, who are these people that inspire you? You have identified the authentic you. Now, how do you magnify that authentic you? What individuals can you identify? Identify 10. Identify 10. To start with, you may go much further than that, but for the sake of starting, think of 10 people that are already where you want to be. Okay, 10 people that are already where you want to be. If you're thinking of a career, what people can you identify that are already where you want to be? If you're thinking about health, fitness, what individuals can you identify that are already where you want to be? Maybe you're thinking of being a husband, being a wife. What individuals are already where you want to be? Okay. Love life. The category of love life in general. Who's where you want to be? Maybe you're thinking about finances. Who do you identify that's already where you want to be? Could be spirituality. Who do you identify that's already where you want to be? You can identify people for each of these areas. And I just gave a few areas. Okay? You need to think about this for every area of your life. You can even have more than one person for an area. And categorize the areas of life and then put those people in those categories. Those individuals that are already where you want to be, that have already achieved the success that you want. Once you identify all these people, once you have are the categories of life. And again, this process can go on beyond this given period that we're working together. You may add on to this as time passes. This is the initial stages of this new identity that you're creating. So your new identity will be a combination of all of these individuals, all of these people that you've identified. What do I mean by that? You're going to use these people here that you have identified, and you're going to think through them. Just like you have a phrase, or let's think back to this very popular phrase, what would Jesus do? We've seen hats, t-shirts that say that. Watch this. Whoever it is that you identified, let's say you want to be a top level basketball player. The sky's the limit for you. And you chose Michael Jordan as one of your people that's already where you want to be. You know, thinking back, he's a part of history now. The success he achieved, let's say you have him as one of your role models in this project that we're doing. Okay. Well, what would Michael Jordan do? What would Michael Jordan do when it comes to practicing his free throws? What would Michael Jordan do concerning practicing playing defense? What would Michael Jordan do concerning jump shots? What would Michael Jordan do concerning his training for his body? So see, in your current identity, you can't think big enough. But thinking through Michael Jordan concerning these areas, you can now think on his level. And so now it allows you to think bigger, higher, beyond what you can think for yourself in your current state, at your current identity. You see? So you'll be able to benefit from his thinking. Now, how do you find out what his thinking is? Well, you'll need to do some research. You'll need to study various videos from the past, maybe interviews that he's had, and listen to his thought process about these different areas. Okay? There'll be other people that have talked about Michael Jordan and what his training was like, what he did to develop into the player that he was. You'll need to go back and listen to these things. There may be books that were written about him, articles. You'll need to go to all these things and dive into it, study it, so that you can get the answers that you need. And you take that information and you apply it to your life. Now, I'm talking about Michael Jordan, of course. This is an example that applies to you in your situation. So if whoever you identified for your finances, the same process I just said for the person that wants to become an outstanding basketball player, they identified Michael Jordan as one of their role models with creating their new identity. You do the same thing concerning your finances. You identify that role model, do research on that person. Find out what is their thinking process different areas that you identify. You need to go deep with it, the details. Don't just go with main ideas. Go with the sub ideas as well. Okay, so if the category is money, you want to find out the very small ideas that this person thinks about money and how they handle their money. Okay, so you want to do this with health. You want to do this with fitness. You want to do this with everything. So you have a person, a role model that you identify. You can get more than one. It can be more than one. It does not just have to be one person in each category. Do extensive research. Extensive research. Okay. And get answers to the details of that category that this person represents. I go back to the Michael Jordan example. You may say, hey, the big idea is I want to be an outstanding basketball player. That's the big idea. The details of the idea is, what is Michael Jordan's thought process on practicing free throws? You may find out he did 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 free throws a day. You may find out it was 1,000 makes a day, not just shooting them, but makes. That's a detail. Okay, what is Michael Jordan's thought process on defense? Okay, well, you go to the very details of how he defends somebody on a three-point line, how he defends somebody driving to the rim. What are his techniques? You go to the details of that. What is Michael Jordan's thought process on three-point shooting? You find out the details of that. You write all this down. You gather all your information. And you're like collecting this information for all the different categories you identify for your life. And what you'll be doing is combining all of this. All these people, all these details you've gathered. And you will use the question, what would blank do? In a basketball example, what would Michael Jordan do? Whatever you're faced with, whatever you're trying to get answered, when it comes to you taking action, okay, what would this person do? What would Michael Jordan do concerning taking action of becoming an outstanding basketball player? So now you know what you need to do. You do this with your situation. What would blank do concerning this? What would blank do concerning that? And then you get to doing it. You get to doing it. Once you discover what the answer is, then you go ahead and you do it. Okay, you keep doing it. And what will happen? What you'll find? You will elevate into your new identity. You're going to elevate into your new identity. And when you elevate into your new identity, it will enable you to operate in the place where you'll be able to unlimit the greater you. You'll be able to do extraordinary things that you were unable to do before. The authentic you, operating with the new identity, will cause you to operate in being the greater you, and you will unlimit the greater you by being this new person, so to speak, because you're now living with a new identity, just like Clark Kent, from Clark Kent to Superman, from Peter Parker to Spider-Man. The new identity. At this point, you can understand why you've been hitting a ceiling. You've been hitting the ceiling, wondering, why am I not able to go higher in my life? Why does it seem as though no matter what I do, I keep only going so far? It's because you've never changed your identity. You have operated in the identity that you currently are in, and it cannot take you any further. You cannot go any further with your present identity. You cannot go any further. It will only allow you to go so far. It regulates you. There's a regulator on you because of your identity. Your identity only takes you so far. We go back to the basketball example. Michael Jordan's identity was what it was. It is what it is. Most players that enter into the NBA never reach his level because their identity would not allow them to. They could not go to his level because their identity would not allow them to. Now, if you take someone like Kobe Bryant, his identity allowed him to elevate into that level of Michael Jordan. LeBron James, his identity allows him to go to that level of Jordan and Kobe. You can see that Magic Johnson's identity as a basketball player allows him to be in that realm as well. But other players don't go to that level. That superstar identity. There are others. You get my point. This is in any area of life. You have people with superstar identities and takes them to the level of a superstar. So whatever it is that you are trying to accomplish, you haven't been able to do it because your identity has not allowed you to do it. Now you can understand. So you go ahead. You identify these 10 people. Identify the categories of life that you need to change. Identify those categories of life and place those role models under those categories. Okay? And then you need to ask the questions. What would blank do? And you need to ask this for a number of things. Just keep on jotting it down. Let it be exhaustive. How does blank think about this? What would blank do in this situation? You get my drift? So go ahead and get started. Get started now. So you can change your life unlike you've ever changed it before. This is Rich Walker, the Igniter.